For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This week in drug war history, March 21st, 2003, President Bush announces his intention to nominate Karen P. Tandy to be the Drug Enforcement Agency's new administrator. March 22nd, 1972, the Richard Nixon-appointed 13-member National Commission on Marijuana and Drug Abuse recommends the decriminalization of marijuana and concludes, marijuana's relative potential for harm to the vast majority of individual users and its actual impact on society does not justify a social policy designed to seek out and firmly punish those who use it. March 23, 1983. Vice President George Herbert Walker Bush is placed in charge of the National Narcotics Border Interdiction System, which is supposed to staunch the drug flow over all U.S. borders. This is Steve Nolan for the Drug Truth Network.
Over the weekend, the Washington Post printed a story about our good friend Mark Emery, High Crimes or a Token Figure, T-O-K-I-N. Canadians find the Prince of Pot harmless, the DEA begs to differ. Sweet marijuana smoke tumbles down the steps of the Vapor Lounge, a corner of Mark Emery's bookstore where customers toke up at will. Quote, we get high with everybody, end quote, Emery says, shrugging. This is a pilgrimage spot, and people come here from all over the world. We get high. Illegal? Yes. So were the seeds he used to keep in a case in the store with exotic names like Afghan Dream and Chemo Grizzly. So was the booming business he ran, complete with glossy seed catalogs describing the subtle and sublime nuances of his varieties. Nebula, fruity flavor and scent. Transcendental buzz, outdoor harvest. So, for that matter, are the other marijuana businesses that have sprouted up in the block around his Vancouver bookstore. The street is nicknamed Vansterdam, with pot-crazy cafes, head shops filled with pipes and bongs, and neon signs advertising illegal seed sales. Emery is, quote, one of the Attorney General's most wanted international drug trafficking targets, end quote. The DEA in Washington crowed on July 29, 2005, announcing an extradition request for Emery and two employees. Emery's bust, the DEA said, was, quote, a significant blow not only to the marijuana trafficking trade, but also to the marijuana legalization movement, end quote. That the DEA has time to bust medical marijuana clubs in California and to chase down good and decent people like Mark Emery in Canada does not bode well for the future of this nation. Please do your part to end this madness. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.